This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of...
In September 2013, the IPCC, that's the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, released a preliminary report. It was called Climate Change 2013, The Physical Science Basis. Well, this preliminary report was somehow misquoted and misinterpreted by some of the news media, so let me try and put the record straight. First up, you should realise that the IPCC itself does not directly monitor the climate, nor does it directly carry out original research. No, this scientific body, established in 1988, is made up of thousands of climate scientists who review the research and then write the reports. Even before this report was released, some of the news media, such as the Daily Mail in the United Kingdom, recklessly claimed that this latest IPCC report revealed that global warming was over and that, in fact, the world was now cooling. This was very wrong. For one thing, 9 of the 10 hottest years on record have happened in the last decade. So I'll discuss just 2 facts: how carbon dioxide causes global warming, and where this heat is going. Burning fossil fuels gives us heat, which we then convert into energy such as electricity or the motion of cars and jets. But burning fossil fuels also releases carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. As a result, since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, carbon dioxide levels have increased from 280 parts per million to around 400 parts per million. About 1/3 of the carbon dioxide goes into the ocean, but 2/3 remains in the atmosphere. In the atmosphere of our planet, this carbon dioxide upsets a previously stable balance. This balance is between the amount of heat energy entering the atmosphere from the sun and the amount of heat energy leaving the surface of our planet and heading out into the blackness of space. Carbon dioxide behaves a little like a semi-silvered mirror. It has the effect of reflecting some of the heat energy that leaves the surface back down to the surface again. It's not a huge amount of heat. For each square metre of the Earth's surface, there's about 0.5 joule of the energy trapped each second, or, if you like, 0.5 watt of power. The trouble is, the surface of our planet has many, many square metres. So the extra heat reflected back down to the ground is roughly equivalent to exploding a few 100,000 Hiroshima-sized nuclear weapons in our atmosphere every day. Or, to use another odd unit, that extra heat could boil dry all the water in Sydney Harbour a couple of times each day. However, all that energy is not concentrated on Sydney Harbour, but instead it's spread out across the surface of the globe. Now, here is a fact that not many people appreciate. Only about 2.3% of this extra heat energy goes into heating the atmosphere. Another 2.1% goes into the continents. And then there's some bits and pieces. 0.9% into the glaciers and ice caps, 0.8% into the Arctic sea ice, 0.2% into the Greenland ice sheet, while another 0.2% of this extra heat energy warms the huge Antarctic ice sheet. So, if only 2.3% of this extra heat energy warms up our planet, and another 4.2% goes into bits and pieces, where does the other 93.5% go? Into the oceans. The overwhelming majority of the heat trapped by the extra carbon dioxide in our atmosphere enters the oceans. Since 2007, we have been monitoring the oceans with small drifting oceanic probes, Argo probes. Today, there are some 3,600 of these robotic probes in the oceans of the world. They continuously float up and down, rising to the surface and then diving down to a depth of 2 kilometres on a roughly 10-day cycle. These Argo probes have measured the heating of the oceans caused by that 93.5% of the heat energy reflected back down by the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. It turns out about two-thirds of this energy remains in the upper ocean between the surface and a depth of 700 metres, while the remaining one-third of that heat energy goes deeper into the ocean, between 700 and 2,000 metres. What effect will this have? At this stage, we simply don't know. So remember this. If you look for evidence of global warming only in our warming atmosphere, you're missing over 95% of the actual warming of our planet. And that could spell a whole sea of troubles.
What does it mean? Why is it so?